Children, it's time for class. You are children, aren't you? Child of the King. We're going to sing that tonight? Okay. All seriousness, we thank you for being here. We thank those that have come to sing, those that have come to praise, those that have come to pray. And if you just came to watch everybody else, that's okay too. I'm not saying you will learn a lot, but you should. And Fleeta, you had a prayer request. Would you? Okay. Marlene Qualls, remember that family. She died of cancer today, this morning. Any other prayer requests since this morning? Remember our men's working group, we're going to be working on a house tomorrow, putting a new floor back in, porch back in. Remember us, and if you want to come and volunteer to help us, you're welcome. And I'll tell you how to get there. It's not too far away from here. You pass it by, a lot of you coming over here. But any other requests? No other requests? Okay, let's pray and ask God's blessing upon the service and upon our pastor who has had a fall and injured himself, and he did not get pushed down like the text said, but I accused Lawrence Freeman of pushing him down, but he was at a different place, so it wasn't Lawrence. So let's pray and just enjoy God's presence tonight, the Holy Spirit to be here to speak to our hearts. And if he don't speak to our hearts, then we're probably not listening. What did I say? You're probably not listening. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for the beautiful sunshine you sent. We just pray, Lord, for more rain to help the crops and help the farmers. And but you know what you're doing. I don't. And I don't have to know. I just know that you're God and you're in control. And we just ask you to be with us tonight as we sing and hear the message of our Savior, of his coming and dying for us, a sinner like me and a sinner like you. And without him, we'd be men most miserable because we would be in damnation through this life and through the next life. But thanks be to God, through the glory of Jesus Christ, we're saved. And we know you, Lord. You are our Lord, our Savior, our perpetuator, our counselor, our guide, and we just thank you for it. We thank you for each one here tonight. We're not here because we want to be seen. We're here to sing praises to you and to look like you. Lord, we need to look like you. Not me, but you. And sometimes that's hard to do, but we need to do it anyway. And we just thank you again for our church family, those that are here visiting, those that are here to sing. Let's just enjoy this time together, Lord, with you and your Holy Spirit. And give us a good time together, and we give you praise and honor and glory for it all. And we thank you for again for being our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good evening, church. We're going to let the congregation start off this song service tonight with an old favorite, number 330, Amazing Grace. Let's all stand and sing.
Thank you.
praise team come up here and start us off.
We're going to open up with the House of the Lord. They give me a hard time because I call it There's Joy in the House of the Lord as the title. But there is joy in the House of the Lord. I mean, I can be feeling so down and then come in here, even when we come on the nights just to practice. And when we leave, I just feel revived and refreshed. And that's the joy of our Lord. So we're singing House of the Lord.
We worship the God who was, we worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. He hung up on that cross. He rose up from that grave. My God's still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Cause we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
card.
Ernie said to use those.
Okay. Hey, I probably don't need
them. I'm loud enough.
Well, it's a joy to be here with you tonight, and we're definitely practicing on you because we haven't got to sing together in a long, long time. But make a joyful noise, right? And that's what we're trying to do.
Sometimes a wall of faith. great mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
There are times I feel so blue, and I don't know what to do. Then I bow on bended knees. He says, child, just lean on me.
Lean on me.
Lean on me.
When you're sad,
you are sad.
There's a
day ahead.
Soon the
light on home you'll see.
So
my child, just lean on me. Loved ones leave and we're alone. Seems so hard to tarry on. Then a voice so tenderly says, my child, just lean on me.
Lean on me.
Lean on me.
When you're sad.
You are sad.
There's a bed.
There's a bed.
Day
ahead.
Soon
the
light on your
home you'll see.
So my soul.
This is the first time I've ever done this, so. Gave back the silver for
El Shaddai.
God Almighty.
Eliana Adonai.
God in the highest, O Lord.
Erkankana Adonai.
We will love you, O Lord.
This is El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Elkanah Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham, and by the power of your hand, turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Elkanah Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You made it clear that the time of Christ was near, though the people failed to see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand that your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Elkanah Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Elkanah Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Anybody else got one they'd like to give to the church? No? Well, Brother Horton here has graciously agreed to do a little sermonette, you could say. So you could make your way up here. We'll have a few words of encouragement for you. Thank you, sir.
I can. That may be all I do. I came to praise the Lord regardless of what takes place. This morning my message was on singing to the Lord. And then Yvonne asked me before I left, she said, come prepare with a song. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do that. And I felt such joy and peace in knowing that I was coming back to a place where I could just worship the Lord. And I'm glad that we had that freedom. And we can come and praise God, and we can learn of His Word, and learn of Him. Again, I came prepared with a message, but we'll just do whatever the Lord wants us to do. But I would like to sing a song. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long. As I walk, let me walk close to Thee, just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snare, if I falter, Lord, who care? Who with me my burden share? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, and time for me will be no more, guide me safely, gently o'er to that shore, to Thy kingdom shore. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Again, we thank God. Thank you. You know, Kay Jesse told me today, he said, good job, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but he said it's good to encourage one another. And I'm not here for that reason. I'm here to praise the Lord, as same as you are. That's what we've come to do tonight. And I feel like that's what we've done tonight. We've come to sing and uplift the Lord's name, but it's good to have encouragement. And I appreciate every single person here that's sung a song, that's done something for the Lord. Maybe it's something that I'm not even sure about. Greeting someone as Jimmy at the door there. I mean, we've got to appreciate our people here for what they're doing for God. Because the body of Christ has made up of many different members. There's some small, there's some large. There's some bigger parts that have to be playing. Well, guess what? We're all in this thing together. And to God, every part is just as important as any other part. And I'm so glad and thankful that we can come to a house and worship God. I know that this is a church, but we are the church. That's what matters. When we step out these doors, are we going to take what we've learned here? Are we going to take what we've experienced and take it to the world and share it with them and share Jesus with them? That's what we need to be doing. We need to take these things with us to be an encouragement and a help for those people around us. If we can't love those people out there, then what kind of Christians are we truly? Because Jesus Christ, He loved me. I can only speak for myself. He loved me when I was unfit. He loved me when I was lost in my sins. When I was separated from God, He came into my life and He made a way for me. He cleansed me with His blood, with His sacrifice, with what He did for me and you and all mankind, all who would believe. It doesn't leave anyone out. God wants every single person to come to repentance and accept Him as their Savior. There's no certain number. He wants every single person to come to Him and worship Him. That's what we serve, a God who loves His people. Tonight, again, I had a message, but I don't feel like that it's the time for it. But I do feel like it's a good time to praise and brag on my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ tonight, and I pray that you're not either. And I pray that we can be a witness this week when we see people out in this world. And we can make a difference because we can. If you're not familiar with it, the Lord said, you'll do greater works than I did. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus said. We'll do greater works than He did. So let's go here and do these great works for the Lord. Let's do wonderful things. Share the gospel with people who need help. I don't know about you, but there was a time I needed help. There's still many times in my life I've needed help. You know what's been there? Jesus has been there. You know what else has been there? Christian people that God has influenced and helped to lead them, to lead others to find Him. Thank God that we have people that still believe in this Word. Thank God that we still have people that stand on the truth. Again, I mentioned this morning, the man that dug in the sand, he dug till he found the rock. And when he had the rock, he built his house upon it. Another place talks about how that the storms of life came upon the house, and one man built his on the sand, another one built on the rock. And when the storms of life come, it hit the house regardless. But the one with good foundation, it stood. People, the Lord told us when we could do nothing else, He said, stand. Stand. When we can do nothing else, we can do nothing more, just stand. Stand on what you believe. Stand on these truths that we have, these events that took place in this Bible, and we can use this very Word to be a weapon. It's a sword. It's what the Word tells us. It's a sword. And to use it to help those around about us to know about Jesus and His love. That's what God wants us to do. Again, I didn't know what to expect tonight, but I'm very thankful to be here. I just came to praise Jesus. He saved me. He saved me when I was lost. And He made a way that I could go and be with Him. What more do I need to come down here and praise Him for? That He made a way when I was dead, in my sins, heading to hell. He made a way that I could go to New Jerusalem and be with Him. What a wonderful time we're going to have over there. This transparent gold city. all these wonderful things that will be there. The throne and the river that runs down through it. And there's God and Jesus Christ. I mean, what an amazing thing that we can, if you research, I pray, research that. Research New Jerusalem. Research the place you're going to if you believe in Christ Jesus. If you've accepted Him as your Savior. And if you haven't, I pray you do and get excited about it and find Him. Because He's looking for you. And He wants you. He wants us, each and every one, to worship and uplift and praise His holy name. Again, I thank the Lord for all He's done for me. I love you. I appreciate you.
Anyone?
I'm so happy God saved me years ago.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Anybody else? after all this? I do. Do you? Say it to us. We're all God's children. If you're saved, if you're not, we're going to witness to you and tell you how to be saved. But speak what's on your heart. We're going to be listening. I'm listening right now. Anybody want to speak?
It's such good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Good job.
I was thinking too this morning, I was just so thankful for thankful to be saved. I was thankful for the witness of my grandmother in my life. How she just planted the Word of God in my life and in my heart. And, you know, lots of times the person who planted the seed in your life is not necessarily the one who gets to see it, I guess, come to fruition when you actually get saved. Now, she got to see me live my life saved, but she planted that seed, you know, in my life that I got saved. And I actually got saved at a Bible school in Knoxville. I went with a friend to Bible school in Knoxville. That's where I got saved. But the person who planted the seed was my grandmother. You know, so lots of times people who plant the seed, you know, plant the seed and water it and all that, sometimes they don't actually get the, you know, necessarily get the reward of, you know, actually when the Lord calls to get saved, and then always get to see that immediate thing happen. So lots of times we plant the seed, and then somebody goes off and, you know, we don't actually see the salvation moment, so to speak, happen. But I'm just so thankful for her working my life.
Yes, amen.
And then later on, so
yes, amen.
Just thank for the Lord, He's working my life. Thank you.
We all should be seed planters, shouldn't we?
Amen.
If you don't know how to plant the seed, come down and our pastor and I will go over with you through the Bible. We'll take you through the Bible and show you how you can witness to someone. It's not easy, but once you've done it, once you've won someone to the Lord, you'll never stop. I promise you, you'll never stop. You'll be searching out, wondering if that guy might be here before you. We all can be seed planters.
That's right.
To see the harvest.
That's right.
Jesus. My grandmother, Jacob's great grandmother, is the same person. We are relatives. I'm going to claim you, whether he likes it or not. We're relatives. But she told me once that she had read the Bible through, and I can't remember if I'm telling you exactly the truth, but either five or six times through, you knew her, and you knew her at least. And she was a warrior. She didn't preach to people. She didn't teach the people the word. And she planted a lot of seed. And in our own families, I look around and see some of them growing. But she planted. Be a seed planter. Brother Jacob said, go out this week and tell someone about the Lord. Tell someone about Thomas Village. You want to grow someone? Win someone. We had a slogan here before last at Cleveland, Brother Ken. Be one, win one. Be the Christian and win the Christian. Sold to Christ. So I'm challenging you and myself. I hope the pastor is looking tonight. If you are, Pastor, just keep on keeping on. You've been down a hard road. From too far and long ago, we just called him to the pastor here. And I got up on Sunday morning to announce to the congregation in the church that our pastor might not make it. Because he had to cut almost an ear to ear. He missed his main artery, just inches. But we're no different. You might be just inches from death tonight. I don't know. You don't know. Your sister talked about her. Well, her friend through school, she knew. She met that call this morning. One of us may need that call going home. But are you ready? lock the door, turn the lights off, run the sound system, whatever it might be. Everybody has a calling to do that. And everybody doesn't have the same calling. But I'm challenging you, as a church member, if you're not a member, we welcome you to our church, and you can become a member. But you're already, if you're saved, you're a citizen of heaven. Psalm says this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. We're just passing through here. A few days, a few years, and we're gone. The Bible says it's like grass. We cut down. And that's what life is. I didn't create the rules, God did. But I have to go now. Amen. So do you. Anybody else want to testify? Or give your testimony? You're welcome to.
I'd like to say, thank the Lord for saving me. Five people going to say something like that. And I think the meeting has started.
Amen.
I raised two girls in this church. Both Christians.
That's right.
Still in church. And I have four grandchildren. The oldest of that man has saved.
You do.
I don't know where everybody in here. And the grandchildren have saved.
Yes, amen.
That they would give their life to the Lord.
Amen.
They never regret it. Not for the first time.
Anybody else? Thank you, Brother Keith. Anybody else want to testify or give your testimony or give a prayer request? Whatever's on your heart.
Just like Jesus will give us salvation.
Amen.
Save them, cure them, save them.
Amen.
Again, modern technology has got its place, but there's nothing, unless nothing comes close to the corporate worship of Memphis.
Amen.
You can get to the house, you can be in the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace is going well, about it. Anybody else? Clear. We're looking forward to a good week. If you got a burden you need to share with us, come up here and pray about. We'll pray with you.
Absolutely.
If not, I hope and pray you have a good week. I'll try to remember some of these faces and names in the morning when I pray. And lift our pastor up. Some of you might not even know him, but you don't have to know him to pray for him, do you? Brother Jacob said, there's a lot of people out there that we know that they're not saved. We know they're not saved. They tell you they're not saved. And do you care that they're not saved? But he said it could be his granddaughter, our grandchildren, your grandchildren. But do you care if they're saved or not? I hope you did. But I pray you have a good week and bless time. And I thank the Spirit's been with us. The Holy Spirit. And we can't do anything without Him. We can't go anywhere without Him. You're safe. We go a lot of places, take Him a lot of places, but He's with us wherever we go, the Word tells us. He'll never leave us, He'll never forsake us. At times we feel like we're forsaken. We have trouble. And we pray that we don't have trouble. And God's trying to tell us sometimes, you need to have a little bit of trouble because that brings you closer to me. You got to depend on me and not yourself. And that takes us out of picture. And puts Christ in the picture. Okay, I'm going to ask one of the brothers to come and pray for us tonight, each one of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you, ladies, for coming to see us.
Amen.
Appreciate that so much. And all the same, including you, Brother Jacob. I enjoy that song. It's an old song. It's a true song.